You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Simon Upton, released a climate change report suggesting a major change in the way New Zealand tackles climate change through emissions trading scheme. Ora Taiao, New Zealand Climate and Health Council, says that although the report makes some useful points, it fails to hold the agricultural sector accountable for its harm to both the environment and human health. Ora Taiao is a group of health professionals calling for urgent and fair climate action with real health benefits for New Zealanders now and in the future. Rhys Jones, a public health physician and senior lecturer at the University of Auckland and co-governor of the Ora Taiao, spoke to Jemima yesterday about the report.
Could you first begin by telling us a little bit about Ora Taiao and the work that you do?
Yeah, so Ora Taiao is an organisation of mostly health professionals, and our work involves dealing with the implications of climate change, particularly relating to health. So we have roughly 700 members, and we're really advocating for strong, urgent climate action that can also improve health and really importantly also help to achieve equity.
So when you say achieve equity, what do you mean by that?
Well, so at the moment we know that we have significant inequities in health outcomes and in other social outcomes, particularly related to ethnicity, but also related to a whole lot of other things. And so we know that climate change will impact more severely on those populations, those communities who are already disadvantaged. And so in Aotearoa, that means Māori, Pacific peoples, and many other sort of marginalised communities. And so what we're advocating for is not just, doing our part to reduce emissions, doing our part in tackling climate change, but also doing that in a way that upholds the rights of the people who are most disadvantaged at the moment and actually helps to, achieve equity in terms of health and other social outcomes.
Great. So you recently commented on a report released by the Parliamentary Environment Commissioner regarding greenhouse gases in the agricultural sector. Could you briefly explain what this report was calling for?
So the report was from the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Simon Upton. And in actual fact, there are some really useful recommendations in that report, one of which is that we shouldn't be using forestry offsets, so in other words, planting trees, to offset our fossil fuel emissions. So mostly that refers to carbon dioxide. And what that's really saying is that we need to get serious about actually reducing emissions. So, decreasing the amount of fossil fuels that we're burning in many areas of our lives to actually help to tackle climate change. We can't get to where we need to go simply by planting more trees and carrying on with our business as usual sort of life. So that was one important thing in the report. But one of the other, one of the other aspects of the report was focusing more specifically on agricultural emissions. And for New Zealand, that's really important because around about half of our total greenhouse gas emissions come from the agriculture sector. And not only that, but also our sort of current farming practices have hugely negative impacts on our environments, particularly our waterways, as well as our health. So one of the things that the report was saying was that it was recommending that agricultural emissions don't come under the emissions trading scheme, but are managed in sort of other ways.
And that's the case as it is now, isn't it, that the agricultural sector is not... it doesn't come under the emissions trading scheme, or is at least it's talked about in the emissions trading scheme, but it doesn't have the same obligations as every other sector. Is that right?
Yeah, so that's right. So at the moment, agricultural emissions are not subject to the price under the emissions trading scheme. And so, effectively, agricultural emitters. Mostly that's farmers in New Zealand. Free to emit mostly methane and nitrous oxide without any sort of financial penalty. There are obviously other ways that can be managed, but one of the disappointing things I think about the report is that in recommending that they don't come under the emissions trading scheme, that really delays any sort of meaningful action or meaningful accountability for those agricultural sector emitters to actually do something about reducing emissions.
And how exactly is that problematic for health and people's health in New Zealand?
Yeah, so that's another really important aspect to all of this, I think, is that not only are the ways in which we're doing our farming and agricultural practices harmful for the environment, but also harmful for our health. There's been a lot of work recently looking at what would be required to have a healthy and sustainable diet at a global level, and how could we achieve the sort of eating patterns that would be required to firstly, maximise our health outcomes, but also to do so in a way that's kind of consistent with staying within planetary boundaries. So, not overly emitting greenhouse gas emissions, not damaging our environments in other ways. And what they're really recommending, this has come out particularly from an organisation called the Eat Lancet Commission, what they're really recommending is a massive shift from what our diets currently are, particularly in a country like New Zealand, which is quite heavily represented by meat, dairy, other processed foods, and moving much more to a plant-based diet with much more in the way of whole plant-based foods, things like fruit and veggies, nuts, beans, legumes. And that, that would have significant positive impacts on our health if we shifted our diets towards that sort of what they call a planetary health diet. But it would also have massive benefits for our environments and help to significantly reduce our greenhouse gas emissions from food production.
So obviously when people think of climate change, they often first think of the damage to the environment rather than their own health. And as you've pointed out, health is a huge aspect, or can be a huge aspect, of the way that we deal with climate change. So could you briefly explain why you think it's so important that we do think about health when it comes to climate issues?
Yeah, so I think it's incredibly important that we think about health and impact on health when we think about climate change. Actually, climate change has been described as perhaps the most significant threat to global health that we face this century. And there are many, many different ways in which that can impact on our health. Obviously, there are the sort of more direct and obvious impacts, so things like extreme heat. Now, that can cause, if we do have serious heat waves, that can cause significant health problems and deaths, particularly in people who have already pre-existing health conditions, as well as contributing to things like, bushfires, and those impacts of kind of more direct extreme heat. As well as that, and what we're already seeing is some of the more extreme weather events associated with that, so storms and floods and things like that, that also have significant health impacts, not just the immediate event, but then also, as a result of the often damage to infrastructure, people lacking access to healthcare, all sorts of things that happen as a result of those events. And then there are the more indirect impacts, and so we're likely to see a lot of other things that come about as a result of increasing temperatures, more infectious diseases, things like foodborne illness, waterborne illness. So as temperatures rise, those sort of infectious diseases develop and are spread more easily. And then we're also likely to see things like as the global temperatures shift and as we get sort of more warming in places like New Zealand, we could see things like mosquito-borne disease come here, dengue fever, some of those type of, you know, even malaria, those sorts of...
tropical sort of type.
Yeah, what we now think of tropical disease.
Will become everyday disease.
Yeah, and then and further down the track, we're likely to see, you know, really significant impacts on health as we get water shortages, crop failures, things like that, leading to food insecurity, poverty, and you know, obviously major impacts on health because of that.
So just finally, with the government currently working on reforming the emissions trading scheme, what would you hope to see come out of it?
I think what we'd really be looking for in the emissions trading scheme is a really an economic instrument that really works to incentivise reductions in emissions. What we have currently is pretty weak in terms of actually incentivising businesses and other groups to actually reduce their emissions. So what that means is really, firstly, I think putting a meaningful price on emissions, so something that actually will then encourage, you know, if you're a business, thinking about how can we do whatever we're doing in a more sustainable way, in a lower emissions way. And so that's one thing, I think. And the other thing is to make sure that we're, you know, actually including all the different sectors and all the different contributors to our greenhouse gas emissions. Clearly, you know, carbon dioxide and those fossil fuel-based emissions are really important. But also for a country like New Zealand, our agricultural emissions are, you know, extremely significant. And so we need to also have a way of managing those, and, you know, putting a price on those emissions will actually help to reduce the emissions that we have from agriculture.
Greenwire. Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.